Hi everybody and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your weight loss coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I want to talk about what do you do, how do you keep moving forward when you're really not feeling well? And the reflex answer to that might be, well, you just stop and you rest. Now, I think there's an element of, yes, where your body needs to rest and recover. Often the only way that you can recover is through rest and sleep and so forth. However, the approach that I prefer to take is, I think most people are a little bit soft in terms of their approach. And it's very easy to say, oh, well, I just need to have the day off work. I need to not do this and do more of this, you know, resting, relaxation, etc., etc. But I do believe we're capable of much more than we think we are. And we probably don't need to rest as much as we may think we need to. So today's a good example for me. I'm not 100%. I've had a bit of a head cold the last few days of last week, and right now you can hear if I'm coughing, but I've got a little bit of a tickle in my throat. So the more I talk, you know, the throat dries out, and a little tickle right in the back of the throat. Pardon me, like right now, and it's causing me to cough. And you know, part of it is due to the cold may be moving to a little bit of a chest infection. I feel like it's kind of cleaning out of my body. I feel like I'm getting there, but today I feel like I've been hit by a bit of a train, to be honest. I'm in the mobile studio, as you can hear. I'm about to go in and visit my daughter in hospital. I will be wearing a mask and stuff, and then 95 one, and keeping my distance so that I don't pass anything on to her. I don't think I'm contagious. I didn't visit her only once last week. It was the only opportunity I had to visit her on Father's Day. The rest of the time I purposefully stayed away, just in case. But I was thinking she might have come out on Monday, which was yesterday, but she didn't. So it means that I've got to go in there today, and it's the last thing I want to do, to be honest. I'm really, really tired. I got up at 4:30 this morning. I was working with some clients, did some good work there, and then I did my own workout at home. I didn't go to the gym. I did my own studio today. Not as great a workout as I would normally do, just because of how I guess a little bit more tired I was and really not feeling in the zone for a workout. But I did it anyway. I pushed through and did the workout anyway because I know that that serves me really well. I know that I need to do those things in order to get the best results for myself. And if I don't do it, I start to form these other habits. So another element is when you've created a lot of momentum for yourself, you don't want to stop. Because I certainly feel, well, I know what it's taken to get this momentum going, how hard it has been to get to where I am and getting these great daily routines. I know how hard that is. And so my feeling is that if I stop, I may lose it. You know, I guess I'm a little bit scared that I could lose that habit. And I don't want to do that. I've worked too hard for this habit and this conditioning to lose it. And so I guess that's also a little bit the same when it comes to my workouts. I know that I'm on a mission over this next 60-odd days to achieve some better outcomes for myself. Probably drop a couple of kilos and reduce the waistline a little bit. Improve that six-pack sort of look, and you're going to have disruption in your life, whether it be not feeling quite right, like my daughter in hospital, various other bits and pieces, but I say, well, you're always going to have this stuff. You can't carve out a perfect, uninterrupted, stress-free life. So in order to be able to achieve what you want to achieve, you've got to practice getting used to the disruption and doing things despite the disruption. So I like to think of it as good practice for the future and good practice for success. Pardon me. So here's the thing. When you're not feeling quite right, am I saying, well, go and thrash yourself in the gym? No, I mean, I didn't thrash myself in the gym today. If you're feeling lightheaded and like very, very unwell and you got COVID and things like that, I would say, well, you've got to listen to your body and you've got to, you know, one of the things of COVID is extreme fatigue. I don't have COVID, but the fatigue is really, really, you know, quite telling. And so it may mean that you can't go as hard as you wanted to. Like today, I didn't do any PBs today. I, to a large extent, went through the motions, but I've focused on getting a good pump through my muscles. I'm working hard and serving myself well. And, pardon me. And also, doing really great things for my mindset, knowing that, well, this is what you said you were going to do. Even though you're not feeling 100%, you're doing it anyway. So good on you. And now, look, I'd rather be staying at home and resting, to be honest. So I was up at 4:30, did some good work this morning with clients. Did some business work to progress some things as well. Recorded a podcast. You know, I've been working consistently and solidly the whole morning. Now we're sort of mid-morning. And I've got to be in here for a few hours and then go back home and pick up my daughter. And then I've got a reasonably busy evening tonight. So it's just being mindful of the whole day and working with, okay, what can I do? What can't I do? And it would be very easy for me to say, oh, I'm feeling like this. I need to cancel everything today. Need to cancel it all. Well, that's one approach. However, I believe in pushing myself and knowing that I am capable of doing more than you may first think you can do because of, I don't know, just where your headspace can naturally be at and how we've been conditioned to just have more rest, I suppose. I just say to you, challenge yourself. Yeah, push yourself. Even if you're not feeling well, what can you do? Focus on what you can do. Focus on, progressing the things that you wanted to do today. Maybe it's a case of, well, you can't do it 100% because of just the way you're feeling or whatever. But progress it. Maybe you can't complete it, but you can progress it. Keep that focus where it needs to be. Keep moving forward. And if you've got five things that you need to do today, see if you can progress all of them. Or maybe it's a case of, oh, do you know what? I just can't do this today. I need to reschedule that to another part of the day. And that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to see how it plays out today. Right now in this drive, I've actually driven past the hospital because I need to. And I need to park somewhere else because there's no parking at the hospital because there are upgrading the car park. Now that I've gotten here, I feel worse than when I left. You know, like I'm really, really tired, just very fatigued. And it's probably my body saying, well, you didn't rest enough over the last few days of last week. And you probably didn't get enough sleep last night. You're up at 4:30 this morning and you need to rest a little bit more. Well, right now I cannot. I need to go in and be with my daughter and be up for her. And I'll monitor and see how things go later. And maybe it means I need to take a little bit more rest today in between sessions, but still make sure that I can do the things that are necessary to, serve my clients, add value to their lives and do really well for them. and keep growing the business, because it's a very, very busy time of the year. This last week, I just recorded another podcast saying that by the end of this week, I would have probably picked up 15 plus new sessions, and that's in the last, well, by the end of the week, it'll be about 10 days. But as of right now, it's 6 days, and I think I've picked up about 10 or so sessions already. And every day, there is something. Somebody wants more of me. Somebody wants to come and work with me. So it's, you know, it's a good problem to have. Not a problem, but it's a nice situation to be in, because the leads have been very, very slow. I thought, okay, once we get to spring, we'll see what happens this year. We've almost been 12 months without having a lockdown for COVID. So, interesting times. Really interesting times. So, that's me out for today. I'm about to park the car and have probably a slower walk than normal up to the hospital. It's about a kilometre away. And spend some time with my daughter. So if you would like to connect with me, you can go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and opt in for a free consultation there. I'd love to connect with you and help you make this year your best year yet. See you tomorrow.